Now,
the rest of the story. 25 years ago, a young woman and her career soldier husband divorced. They had two daughters, Mary 4 years young and Joyce not quite two. Now, please follow this chain of events carefully. The career soldier father got custody of Mary. The young mother got custody of Joyce. And the parents went their separate ways. As time passed, the separated sisters became even more separated, because Joyce the younger was adopted within a year. And Mary, well, she was shuttled from one distant relative to another until at 16 she just struck out on her own. Neither girl remembered that somewhere in the world she had a sister. But this is the rest of the story. Mary eventually got into trouble, drug trouble. About a year ago, she was brought up on drug charges, sentenced to a term at a South Carolina women's correctional center. In other words, women's prison. Last August 26, Mary was sitting in the detention area of that prison, where she made the acquaintance of another former drug abuser, a repeat offender, who had already been in and out of the same prison. And the two girls started talking, they became friends, and shortly thereafter, they were assigned the same quarters. So they spent more time together. And soon the guards and other inmates began commenting about how the two girls looked so much alike. In fact, one day in the gymnasium, somebody called out to Mary and her friend, "Hey, your dad must have been the milkman." Well, Mary's friend got angry and stalked off, but Mary stood there, and she started thinking, what if this other girl really were a long-lost sister? All right, last September 27, Mary contacted an old family friend, a woman who had known Mary's father, somebody she had always called Aunt Rebbe. And Aunt Rebbe asked if, by any chance, this girlfriend's name was Joyce. And after Mary answered in the affirmative, there was a brief silence on the other end of the line. After which Aunt Rebbe said, "Well, dear, I suppose it's time you were told." Mary indeed did have a younger sister who had been adopted, a sister named Joyce Ann, who might very well be the girl Mary had just met behind bars. Well, Mary ran immediately to Joyce. Excitedly, the two girls asked permission to do some checking, and the impossible turned out to be true. And thus were sisters Mary and Joyce, once separated by a gulf of 2.5 decades, now incredibly reunited, and left to ponder the otherwise similar direction their lives had taken. It was almost too coincidental that their separate but similar drug problems should have landed them in prison, where they met, and that in the course of investigating their relationship, in the course of tracing their roots, they discovered one thing more. When their biological parents had separated, their mother was pregnant with a son. And that son also eventually was adopted. So now, in 1989, sisters Mary and Joyce have been reunited with a younger brother they never knew they had. A younger brother named Frank. And he will be getting better acquainted with the sisters he never knew he had. That is, after he gets out of prison where he is serving time for the misuse of drugs. And now, you know the rest of the story.